Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton. And we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Our intuition. This is the next mental faculty we're going into in a series of podcast episodes that we're going to be talking about the six mental faculties. So last week we talked about imagination, and now we're going to be sharing more about intuition. And then there's four more after this. So Intuition, we'd like to start with the definition. And my definition of it is our intuition is our non-linear intelligence system. So it's intelligent, but not directly. It's not going to speak to us exactly like the next step, the next step, the next step, or some logical step or thing to say or place to go. It's going to be something that is out of the ordinary, seeming like it's kind of weird even sometimes, but there's a pull towards it. There's that that nudge. And I know we've all felt this because Gandhi has said that the voice of truth, the voice of inspired insight, in other words, our intuition, it speaks to us every single day, and it's as loud as our willingness to listen. And so in this episode, we're going to dive into how do you listen, what does it sound like, and how could this you use this to improve your life? But before we dive into that, Chris, you have another definition, the more technical definition. I want to hear it.
I mean, I was just going to read it. This is just straight from Wikipedia. Just go straight Google. Intuition is the ability to acquire knowledge without recourse to conscious reasoning. So it's almost like you're downloading, I'm using that word in quotes, information from an unknown source that you already don't have already. So, and I think that's really important. And the themes of these podcast episodes is discussing how you can use these mental faculties to move between the spiritual side of your nature and the human side of your nature. And the human side of your nature, that's limited knowledge. The spiritual side of your nature is infinite knowledge. It's stuff that you maybe don't know yet in your current experience, but you have access to it once you tap in. And so that's how intuition can help you move in between these two things if you're open to listening. And so I think that's a big thing, Kev, that you probably talk about with your clients a lot is listening, because I feel like a lot of us, when we think about our day-to-days, we might say, oh no, like intuition's never talking to me. But then when you actually maybe sit down in the morning and consciously decide that you're going to be more attentive to the stuff that's going on around you, and you're going to be more attentive to what's going on inside of you and how you feel, the intuition's actually talking to you a lot of times. It's in those subtle little, like you described it before, as those subtle little nudges.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh crap, maybe there's something here.
Yeah, exactly. And it comes from a source that is, it's not, like you said, consciously known, because it's not meant to be. The intuition speaks through a faculty or through our mind that doesn't come from reason, as you know, the definition had stated. And I want to touch before we touch briefly before we dive into then how can someone listen, how do you use this, how does it show up? But I want to just start with the base, because you mentioned that you were getting ideas or nudges or guidance from something that is beyond that are what we've known before. And the reason why this works, not only works, but that it is just truth, because the spirit, it's the spiritual side of our nature that this comes from. Like you were sharing, it's like, it's how we download ideas from spirit into our human, minds so that we can move forward. So think of this. There is not 7 billion brain. There's not 7 billion minds in the world, 7 plus billion minds. There's one mind, but then 7 billion brains that receive ideas from this one mind. You can call it universal mind, infinite intelligence. Some people call it God, source, spirit, the universe. There's so many different labels. It's this one power, one energy. So whatever your belief is about that, consider that there is this one source of all ideas. And if you really think about it, all ideas have come from this one source, which is beyond our conscious mind and conscious understanding. And some examples of that are, basically any inventor, any person who has discovered something new. where did those ideas come from? Like, we didn't know them before as a species. No one knew them before. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Thomas Edison and the system of electricity, or the Wright brothers and the laws of aerodynamics. They're always there, but our mind did not perceive them until someone considered and just, you know, opened up to these ideas and were inquiring. As you said, it's like sitting down, actually being intentional about listening from this higher guidance. And then you'll start to receive that and listen for that. And then
yeah,
you know, it'll guide you along your way, but you have to be open to it.
Yeah, and I think you mentioning the, like, that's how most inventors work. It's a perfect also just, I guess, marriage from our first mental faculty we talked about, which is imagination, right? So you imagine different things, and sometimes you're like, I don't even know how to bring that about, or I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
But then as you keep thinking about it and you keep imagining it and you make it like a purpose that you want to figure that thing out, then that starts to sink down into your subconscious, and then your subconscious mind starts to go to work at it. And then that's where, like, the intuition part comes in, where you start to, your conscious mind won't think of something, but you'll all of a sudden just kind of know it, because your subconscious is like, oh, that's going to work, because the subconscious can make all these different connections that your conscious mind can't. And I know this, I don't know the exact number, but there's something like the conscious mind can make like 40 decisions in like a minute. And then the subconscious mind can make like 40 million or something. So it's like a million times more powerful, or some crazy number like that. Mm. And so when you think about it, that's why you get these little nudges of knowing, because your subconscious, it's subconscious. So it's not in your conscious mind, but it can talk to it that way. That's why, like, your conscious mind will be like, what the heck? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But if you're aware that, hey, that could be your intuition speaking to you, then you can kind of take a move on that and be like, all right, like, I don't consciously get that, but because I've been thinking about this for a while, and because I've been mulling over it, and I've been like looking at data and looking at research or just imagining, maybe this is my subconscious mind going to work at it, being like, hey, like, why don't you try this route? And I think that's actually how Thomas Edison figured out the light bulb. Because he knew, like, he had an idea, right? The system of illumination for all mankind. And he didn't even know what the hell that meant. Like, what does that mean? It's like, I don't know how to bring that about. But then he kept going to his intuition and being like, okay, let's try this. And eventually he got to it, because it sunk down into his subconscious. And then once the subconscious went to work at it, it was like, okay, you know, now we got that higher mind, that more powerful mind helping us out.
Exactly. And it's that feedback system. Because I've heard Bob Proctor share this, that it's well known, and this is well studied, that our conscious mind can talk to our subconscious mind. Like, we can impress our subconscious mind with new ideas, new beliefs, new things. Like, and that's comes from our imagination, like what we would love. And then, but then the new, more new thing that is becoming more, for lack of a better term, mainstream, like people are becoming more aware of, is that our subconscious mind talks to our conscious mind. And that comes through our intuition, as you said, because once you impress what you want on your subconscious mind, then that subconscious mind is going to work on it. And then things will pop up from your subconscious mind, which has been in connection with all things. Everything in this entire universe is like you're accessing this new frequency, this new vibration. And when you're on that vibration, you're going to receive new ideas, and your subconscious mind is connected with it.
Yeah. And No, it's a really good example, actually. And it's something I've learned from Chinese medicine is that anything that's like physical and has a physical process also has a similar metaphysical process. So, for example, like the stomach and spleen in Chinese medicine are responsible for digesting and then turning your food into nutrients. But then the metaphysical aspect of it is that stomach spleen system is also important for you digesting and transforming information. And so that's why when people are worried or they're stuck or they're confused, it can affect their digestive system, because that there's that like physical, metaphysical thing. And I look at the subconscious mind and the conscious mind from a physical perspective. Your subconscious mind it's in control of all of your bodily processes, like your immune system, your digestive system, like your heart rate. You don't have to think about that.
It's all billion decisions.
Exactly.
40 million.
And you were saying before that we've known that your conscious mind can directly influence your subconscious. A simple example is breathing. When you're consciously like mindful and you're emptying your mind in your deep breathing, that's your conscious mind affecting your subconscious. Like your immune system improves, like your digestion improves. But then the other way that you were talking about, how your subconscious can talk to your conscious, like the physical aspect of that is when you're sick or when you're not eating the right things, your immune system and your digestive system will talk to your mind, right? And you'll maybe like experience depression or experience anxiety. So there's that like physical, metaphysical thing that's there too, that I think is like really important. And also kind of cool because that's kind of the science of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, your subconscious can really come to your aid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's dive into then how do we listen to our intuition? Because this is the most important part is like, you know, this is really cool. Like, you know, what we're talking about, it's good to understand how this all works, but then it's okay. Like, how could we use it? Mm-hmm. So our intuition is very much like just a voice. It shows up much like a voice in our head, but it sometimes can feel like a nudge or just a flash of inspiration, a desire for something or to go somewhere or to say something. So it could show up in many different ways. And one way you can know your intuition from, say, other voices, because it could be so easy to get mixed up, is like, well, is this my intuition or am I just afraid of taking a step or am I just like avoiding something? Like how do you tell the difference? So the number one way I'd give an example for how to know the difference is that your voice of intuition is calm. It's peaceful. It just speaks the truth. It just says what it is. It just states the facts. Like if your intuition, like you're heading out for the day and it looks like sunny skies, but like you have a nudge to like, oh, take the umbrella. It's like, well, wait, but why? Like, why would I do that? Just follow it. Like it, cause it's just stating the facts, like just take the umbrella. Like it's not arguing for why, or it's not fearful. There's no franticness with this decision or this thought. And so it just states things as is. And this, even just with that idea in mind, it still can be kind of difficult to really like discover your intuition. So another suggestion is just to just test it out. If you hear from your, like what you think is your intuition, follow it, see if it turns out right. If it did, then you just deepened your connection with that voice and you get to know that voice and that vibration of that voice just as much as you get to know the voice of someone that you deeply love or a friend or family member. And so like just, you know, if someone calls you on the phone, you actually know them and, you know, it's from a number that you had no idea what it was and they just say, hey, and then say your first name, you're going to know that voice automatically because you've built that relationship with it. Yeah. So it's the same thing with your intuition. You just got to develop that relationship with it. And it comes with just with time, just testing it out and just experiencing it. So it comes with intention.
Yeah. And I think going along with that intention is also, and again, going back to the first episode, imagination and like thinking about something that you really want to bring about. Because if it's true that your subconscious mind is the thing that's picking up these intuitive like hunches, the subconscious mind needs to know what you want.
Yeah.
Right. Otherwise it's not going to be able to pick up anything. So I feel like a lot of people, they might say, oh, like intuition's not talking to me. Well, maybe it's because you don't really know what you want. So you can work with your subconscious by working with your conscious mind. Like you can't work directly with the subconscious. Maybe you can with like breathing and body work and stuff, but it's really the conscious mind that sinks down into the subconscious after enough repetition. So give your conscious mind and then indirectly your subconscious mind a blueprint to work towards. Like if you don't really know what you want to do, your intuition's not going to speak to you. But if you're moving around and you're like, hey, like I want to do this and I want to do this, like Thomas Edison, I want to discover that system of illumination. His subconscious mind knew what to look for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And a simple example I've had in my life, like very, very simple. It's not to like some major goal. But like, this is how I developed my intuition. One time I decided to go what I now call a intuition walk. I just left the apartment that Chris and I were living in at one point in Flushing, Queens, and decided I want to find something beautiful. I want to find something that's just interesting to me. That's like, so there was an intention, there was a direction, there was some destination in mind, there was a goal. So I, you know, gave that decree or that decision to my subconscious mind to work on. And so I just went on that walk. And I started to follow signs and signals of just more life, just increasing life. So I first went down a street that was like the sun was shining on, because I, you know, I wanted to go towards the light. And then I felt guided to go down a street where there was a couple of children playing on the side of the street because I heard their laughter. And it's just like, there was more life. I wanted to go by that good energy. And then another street, there was beautiful flowers. So I followed that. And so one after another, I found these different streets to turn down. And within our neighborhood, I never knew of this place. I found a beautiful crystal shop that I'd never seen before. And I love crystals. And so I walked in, there's thousands of crystals, all different kinds, shapes. And I met the owner. It's this really amazing shop, which is it was like 10 minutes from where we lived. And I had no idea because I wasn't looking for it before. But once I made the decision, it's like, I want to find something that I'm interested in. Boom. My intuition knew exactly where to take me. And it was through my subconscious. So yeah, it was just amazing.
And then I think another big thing with that story that maybe like you, first of all, you were patient.
Yeah.
You trusted your inner voice, and you were also, correct me if I'm wrong, like you were afraid to be wrong.
What?
Like you were afraid to be, like you just followed. Like you were, you know, you didn't like think twice about it like too much. You didn't like, you didn't think like, oh, what if this is the wrong
to be wrong?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I heard like you were afraid to be
wrong. You went down that street and you were like, I'm just following this.
Yeah.
Like you didn't think about, oh, what if this is the wrong way? Like you just let it play out.
Yeah, because that fear, the worry, that's a function of our conscious mind.
Right.
Just like thoughts popping up. It's like, oh my gosh, no. Like, yeah, not at all. I was completely at ease.
Yeah. And I think we're going to close out the episode soon, is just the more you do this, the easier it will become.
Yeah.
So the more you listen to your intuition, even if it's like you try it out and you're like, wow, that was completely wrong. Now you know what your intuition doesn't sound like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to know what it's not like as well. So that's how we learn. Just every walk of everything in life is just you learn by getting it wrong. And then, of course, sometimes getting it right.
Yeah.
So anything else on that? Like, I think it's pretty straightforward, simple concept. I mean, we can go into many different things, but it applies, like, you know, as I was talking about with how this was a simple example, but this applies to the greater things in life too. So if you have a purpose that you want to accomplish and fulfill, if you have a business you want to start, if you want a relationship you want to attract, if you want to get better in your health, set your intention and then be open to listening for guidance to move you in a direction that will answer that longing in your heart. So that's how, honestly, like I've attracted love relationships in my life, how I've met new friends, how served new clients, built my business, like all these different things, it's come through just honestly sparks of inspiration. Now there is something to be said about planning and logical steps, but as you're taking those steps, be open to guidance to turn a different way, to make a different decision. And you'd be surprised at what you can find and what you can hear when you're open to it and not having your blinders on to thinking I have to do it my way and have to do it one specific way. So
yeah,
be open.
We're taught that way as humans to think logically and linearly like that. We're not brought up to think in that like quantum possibilities and that anything can happen. So
yeah,
for people listening, like it might be hard at the beginning because it's just the way that we're trained. You know, it's the way that we're taught to think, but it's not the only way.
Yeah, exactly. But again, don't throw out the logical reasoning mind too. Like again, there's value in it, and don't limit yourself to it.
Yeah. And that's the perfect marrying there of like science and spirituality, which is why we're talking about these mental faculties. Yeah. Never one or the other, but it's, you can use each one of them to bolster the other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that said, if there's any questions you have on intuition, again, it's pretty straightforward, but it's sometimes difficult to talk about if there's not a specific situation we're talking about. That's why we gave some simple examples, but if you have any questions, feel free to always DM us on Instagram and we'd be happy to answer. So yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. And tune in next week for the next mental faculty we're talking about, which I believe is will.
Yes. I mean, we might as well.
Yeah.
We're naming it now. We're going to do it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
All right. Talk to you on another episode.
Peace.
And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. And we really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, just connect with us on Instagram. You could always DM us at Kevin Francis Carton.
And at Chris J. Carton. And also, if you feel guided to, the one thing we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and leave us a review. This way we can reach more people and impact more lives with this amazing information. With that, we'll see you on the next episode.